September 23rd through the 25th, 31492 Anna Road, Carrier, Mississippi. More info and directions at newtownhavana.org. newtownhavana.org.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC. Welcome to William Wallace for America. It's your time to speak out about the things that make America the greatest country on earth, and also find things in our country that we can unite on. Your host is William Wallace. William welcomes your positive solutions and questions by calling 504-556-9696. And now your host, William Wallace.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to another great evening here on WGSO 990 AM Studios. With me today is going to be a really unique, it's not that unique, but it's unique in the sense that it might be the first time that I think this has ever happened in New Orleans, but a recall. So with me today is Eileen Carter. Eileen, how are you doing today?
I am good. I actually have Belden with me too, so you have both of us. So we're really excited to be here, but, you know, it's not a happy day for us. You know, this isn't something that makes us excited, but we are, you know, laser focused on helping to change our community.
Well, I guess it's not an exciting day, and I get that. I understand, because I'm somebody, on my show, I always like to find the things that unites us. I like to try to find positive things, you know, because I believe that while we can always be throwing stones, we can always throw stones at everybody that's doing things the wrong way and who's, you know, what politicians are bad and which ones are doing all the corruption and whatnot. It's harder to find those things that you can unite on, but when we try, I think that's where we find the solutions. You know,
exactly.
Unfortunately, this time is going to be some one of those things that we have to be united on in a solution that may help New Orleans in a positive way. What do you think?
We agree 100%. That's what we have found as we've traveled across the city from Venetian Isle to the east to Uptown to Gentilly to the lakefront. We've been all over the city, and that's what we have heard. It has really brought unity and hope to the residents. You know, a lot of people kind of felt oppressed for a while.
Right.
And it's just empowered people that, you know, we have an option, we have a choice, and there's something we can do about it.
So whose idea was it to start the petition?
I think Nudie's been thinking about it a lot longer than I have, huh, Nudie?
Yes, I think about it a lot longer. You know, after a year, I got fed up with the mayor, and you know, I thought about it, and I said it's time to recall her. So Eileen was thinking about it, but we met her over Instagram, and we just went through the petition in Baton Rouge to recall the mayor, because the mayor has not put the city first, and she has neglected her duties as a mayor. And so I refer to it as we don't have a mayor, because she's not doing nothing.
So she neglected her duty, you say?
Yeah.
So Noonie Man. So do you prefer to be called Noonie Man? Because I know that's your nickname.
Yeah, you can call me Noonie Man.
All right, Noonie Man, we got it. So you see the mayor is not doing her job. She's derelict in her duties. What were the signs that you felt was making her derelict of her duties?
Well, when you look at the crime situation, when you look at the infrastructure, when you look at the streets, when you look at the Hard Rock Hotel, how bodies laid up there a whole year and a half, and when you go to Florida, Florida lost 127 bodies, and it did that in 2 to 3 weeks. So that was one of the signs, and the building didn't even have permits or nothing, and the guy was responsible for the Hard Rock Hotel is still working on her administration when it was a neglect of duties. And then when you look at other things with the youth, when you look at the streets, when you look at Uptown, Downtown, New Orleans East, The mayor hasn't did nothing. She has no plan, and at the end of the day, like Eileen said, it was hard for me to do it, but then she tried to play the race card, saying me and Eileen is with a D.C. firm or whatever she said, but we wasn't. We love our city. We care about our city. Being a culture barrier, a Mardi Gras Indian coming from the Batiste family. So I love New Orleans, but at the end of the day, I don't hate the mayor, but she has not did a quality of job. And one thing got me frustrated right now, a police is still on the force. And he raped a woman, and this man is still going to work. And when you look at the contracts, you look at the Wisner Fund, it's a number of issues, code enforcement. Everything is going wrong in the city. And that's why I say we don't have a mayor, because she don't care. And she did something with flights and all that. And the law said you got to pay it back. She said, I ain't paying nothing back. So she being bored. You know? I mean, she being bold. So everything I look at in this city is so many issues. But if we don't recall the mayor, at the end of the day, we can't go 3 more years with LaToya, because the city of New Orleans is in trouble.
It absolutely is. And you know what, Noonie Man, I've noticed is that everything that you've said is about job performance. That you are talking job performance,
right.
And you haven't talked party, you haven't talked color, you haven't talked, you know, gender, you've talked performance. And I think that proves your point that this is about how finding ways to improve the city of New Orleans.
Exactly. Yep. And we have an incomplete list, if you'd like to go on nolatoya.org, that we put together. And let me be clear, it is incomplete, because we could probably keep writing lists, you know, and talk about it for 2 months, honestly. But, you know, the police, the staffing, the lack thereof, the Juvenile Justice Intervention Center mismanagement, the Lincoln Beach holdup, Gordon Plaza holdup. You notice a lot of state projects are moving forward, but the projects by the city are not moving forward. The trash collection issues, the lights around the city being out, code enforcement of large buildings. You know, what's happening? We got all this blight all over the city, but, you know, the homeowners and the people at the second lines in our communities are being harassed. You know, the tax revenue and collection failure. The issues with sewage and water board, some people forget that she's the president.
That's right.
Look, the ways I find that the city is laundering money, or the people who are there or who are running the city can launder money, is that, you know, at the sewage and water board, you look at the family tree on that thing. There's a lot of friends and family that work on the sewage and water board. And I can only imagine how that happened. But, you know, what gets me aggravated is, like, I'll see all these brand new sculptures going up all over the city. You know, and who's paying for that? And we got potholes right next to it. You know, we've got those sculptures on Poydras. That all that is old PVC pipes that had decals put on them. I don't know how much they made, how much the artists made off of that. But on that same road that they're going alongside, you can't even drive on because the potholes are so bad.
You're right. And what's going on in the city is me, my friends, and no more. They're taking care of their friends when they should be taking care of the citizens. The young people don't even have programs to look up. Like Eileen said, if you look at youth and families, they get money, but none of the money is going where it's designed to go to. And a lot of the city contracts, a lot of the city funds, we're not seeing nothing. Nothing in the city is happening. And as a mayor, if you know a recall was coming, she showed you she's not consistent. She showed you she don't care. Because since this recall has took place, tell me what have the mayor done? She hasn't done nothing.
And since the recall,
hasn't done nothing.
Since the recall is when she made that statement she wasn't going to pay it back.
That's right.
So
she haven't done nothing. Aline?
Exactly. I'm amening both of you.
Yeah, so she haven't done nothing. And what I'm saying, we love this city. The city is like a pot of gumbo. When you make gumbo, you got to add the roots, you got to add the meats, you got to have all the ingredients. And if you don't, and you leave a gumbo out, and you don't follow the rules to the gumbo, it's feral. Well, the city of New Orleans is feral under the mayor. because she's not doing nothing and she does not care. And what she, the best thing she could have did, and this lady Maggie was Maggie, whatever name, the best thing they could have did was wrote a race letter. And what they're doing with the race letter, they're trying to play the race call. But what is not a black and white issue is the community and everybody coming for the recall. If we can get unified, the mayor should get unified. But she's not going to do that. So she's trying to start a race war and put a target on me and Arlene talking about we got Republican money or DNC. That ain't true. We are two African Americans that's fighting. And the worst.
Hey, Noonie Man, I got to interrupt you. We got to take a break. Hang on for the commercial break. And after the break, I'm going to bring you guys back on. You're going to be on the whole hour. In the winter, you don't want to think about gardening too much, but there is one place you need to remember in the fall, and that's Double M Feed Garden and Pet Supplies on Jefferson Highway in Harahan. They have fall bedding and everything you need to winterize your yard. Catch them now so your yard doesn't look ugly all winter. And they have seasonal colored flowers, and they will have high-quality Christmas trees and poinsettias. Remember, that's Double M Feed in Harahan.
PDW Solutions has everything you need for your Second Amendment needs. Personal defense, training, concealed carry, and so much more for your personal and home security needs. To see what they have, visit them online or make an appointment to visit their store in person. PDW Solutions is on Facebook at PDW Solutions LLC or on the web at PDWSolutions.com. They aren't politically correct, so you may get an opinion on how they really feel about gun control. And their inventory shows they support the rights of the individual to keep and bear arms. Trayvon Cajun Meats and Barbecue serves barbecue and an experience. The meats are incredible, specials are fantastic, and dining there will make you feel like you're going down memory lane. You probably won't get to meet the owner, because he's usually in the back cooking and preparing everything fresh for himself. Dine in, take out, and check out the prepared items to take home, or stock up on the sauces and rubs that Trayvon has ready for you to prepare your own barbecue. Find them in River Ridge or on Facebook at Trayvon Cajun Meats, where they post a lot of funny stuff.
There is a restaurant on the West Bank side of Jefferson Parish called Signet Landing, and it is a true gem for Louisiana-style dining for lunch or dinner. And their back porch overlooks a bayou with the boats of fishermen and shrimpers, so you know their seafood is fresh. So imagine having a meal at Signet Landing, and you won't be disappointed while the sun sets behind the boating community there at Signet Landing, and tell them William Wallace sent you.
You know, clean? You get professional clean when you get Classic Cleaners. And back to school means back to clean for school uniforms. Grab them out of the closet and what's that? They don't fit like they did back in May and June. Hey, kids grow and sometimes faster than you can keep up. So call 887-9958 and get another year out of last year's uniforms.
Yeah.
Classic Cleaners can hem shirts and let the hems down on pants. And remember, at Classic Cleaners, you'll enjoy free pickup and delivery, so you don't have to
take it in, pick it up.
Classic Cleaners will pick up your dirty clothes and deliver your laundered shirts and beautifully dry clean clothing back to you at no additional charge. Classic Cleaners offers convenient monthly billing, perfect for your on-the-go lifestyle. Right now is the perfect time to be thinking back to school, so don't
take it in, pick it up.
Call the Classic Cleaners near you, 887-9958. For back to school, get clean with Classic Cleaners, 887-9958.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. We're on the air with Eileen Carter and Noonie Man Baptiste. All right, guys. I'm so glad y'all come to spend this hour on with me. So I know you have to hang on for the breaks, and I appreciate that. But I think the information is well worth it. I hear you guys are doing it right. You know, one of the hardest things about a recall is getting the right amount of signatures first, but then making sure they're verified and getting all that correct. And I hear you all are doing it right. Can you explain, first of all, how many signatures do you need? How many do you have? If you can share that. If you can't, I understand. And then I hear the process that you're following is doing it the right way, too, if you can share that with us.
Sure. Sure. We need approximately 54,000 signatures. We are aiming for 65,000, 70,000. That's what we would like. And we would like, we personally would like to have them by the end of the year so we can get the first special election recall in the spring so we can be voting for mayor next fall. That is our best case scenario. Right now, we are pacing at 5 months. We do have an allotted six ending February 22nd, 2023. 6 months is allotted, but we're pacing at five right now. We're not giving those specific numbers. You don't let the opposition know exactly where your position is. But we've also had lots of retaliation and such, and so we've kind of pulled that back as well. And Anuni was kind of speaking to a little bit of that, but retaliation is real. They've had pushback from the administration regarding, like, contractors, people with nonprofits, you know, anybody doing work with the city or, you know, somebody who worked there, you know, that pressure is real. And we're just trying to, you know, eliminate that as much as possible as we get, put our head down and get the work done for the residents of the of New Orleans.
So you mean they're basically silencing their vote? They're telling, the administration is telling people, if you sign this, you lose your job, you lose your contract or whatever?
Yes.
That's something silencing the vote, but it's a part of the Constitution. But also, you have a right of freedom of speech. And if you aren't satisfied with the politician, you have a right to recall him because your tax dollars pay their salary.
And what's sad, though, is that that a lot of these people are going to put money first and instead of principle first, which in some ways I can understand, because in the economy that we have on a national level and how she's devastated the city, you know, on a local level, I can understand why some people are afraid of, you know, that they're going to get a paycheck anymore. But at some point, you know, we got to, you know, is it hang together, hang separately kind of thing?
And we need to hang together. Now is the time. Get off the fence. The sooner we get the signatures, the sooner we petition the governor. We don't have to wait, and that's the entire point. It takes 3,600 dedicated New Orleanians to go on NoLaToya.org and to download one of the signature sheets. You can follow the directions. You can get yourself, your family, and walk your neighborhood. Everybody, 15 signatures, that's not a lot we're asking. If you follow the directions clearly, and just like you said, we're doing it by we're checking everyone's voter information before they sign with our QR code. What it does is it takes us directly to voter portal. .sos.la.gov. You answer four questions: your first name, your last name, your zip code, and your birth month and year. And your voting information pops up right there at the top of it. And that's literally what you use to sign the recall. You're going to need your ward and precinct, and it's also your name as written on your voter registration. So when you print your name, that's how you print it right there, and you just follow the instructions. It's really that easy. So we're asking residents to help us out and to make sure that we can do this as quickly as possible.
That's amazing, because one of the things that they are, or one of the reasons why many recalls don't work is because they don't do the petitioning the right way, the sign of the petitioning the right way. They get a bunch of signatures, but they didn't verify them first. And so what happens is, you know, when they go into the office to verify it, they find, oh, we can throw all these out. But you guys are doing it the right way. And the part of the reason I wanted to bring that up is, so if somebody does print out a recall petition, they're able to do it the right way also.
Exactly.
Has anybody, you said people retaliate, you've heard stories of retaliation. What kind of stories have you heard?
Maybe you said them directly. What are you talking about?
Well, I have had retaliation directly. I have had death threats. I have had two of the mayor people, Angela Young and Christine Brightup, to tell me that they back politicians and they back judges, and they have a rape charge put on me. Today I have a sue and lock me away, but I'm not scared of that. I'm not going to fear that, because I'm going to fight for what I believe. Contractors have been told that they're going to let their contracts go where the Secretary of State had to put something out. 501c3 group told that their 501c3s will be cut, LLCs, anybody. I even had some friends that got things with the city, and they told me we got to be friends in secret and hang together in secret because the administration going to attack them. And I told them, we not no friends no more, because if you're my friend, you're my friend. What about secret? So, you know, they're trying to bully. They're trying to scare us. And like I was telling you before we went off the radio, the mayor has put a target on me and Eileen back in a black community. And in the community is saying that we with the DNC and like we racist. And like I told you, I mean, as a man, I got that attack, but I feel a lot worse of Eileen because she's a black woman. She's the same as the mayor, and the mayor said she was a black woman and all that, but she's studying putting targets on a lean back, saying this and that, when it's not about race. It's about your job performance.
This is amazing that they made. She's made so many threats. I'm so glad you're sharing it with everybody, because that's what's going to take to shut them up. You know, they're
that's right.
And they're making, I mean, like, to hear the threat against the charges against that they want to come up against with you on Ernell, that is amazing. You know, that they're going to go that far. I mean, like, not only are they blatantly in our face making the mistakes, but they're blatantly in our face just saying they don't care and they're not going to do anything about it. But now they're using strong arm mafia style tactics to shut people up.
And you're right. And can you imagine me being a man, never had a problem in the city, always fought for the community, raised kids, got a son, got children I didn't raise that's in the NFL and everywhere. And for these two women and the mayor to say they'll have judges to put a rape charge, that's like you're trying to take my freedom. But I'm going to keep on fighting. I'm going to keep on standing because me and Aline is just exercising our right, and we're doing what's right for all the people. Because if you can see at the recall sign-ups how we are engaging with people, we are unifying people from all different walks of life, you know, and we are coming together, and we are talking about the issues. So that is unifying the city. But I'm not scared. Whatever they're going to do, they got to do, because I'm going to do what's best for the city.
And you know what, though, Nooney, man, I tell you what, you are an amazing individual, not just because of your passion and because of your good heart that I'm hearing you, but you're also finding ways to unite the city. And look, the recall petition is one thing. You're trying to bring as many people to sign the recall petition, but what I want everybody to walk away from this hearing, and I, for everybody who's listening to us right now, I want them to hear it and spread the word on what I think I'm hearing. If you are able to unite people on a petition, you're going to be able to unite people on the city. And you're going to be able, you and Eileen, both of you are amazing in this effort, because your effort goes beyond this recall petition. Your efforts are going to unite people in ways that you can't even imagine, I believe, in ways that's going to help clean up our city. You're going to, if this is successful, which I believe it will be, when it's successful, there you go. When you're successful with this, you're going to be able to call to make future elected officials realize, whoa, this is possible. Now we have to listen to the people. You're going to make people unite on fixing our streets, fixing our drainage, fixing the sewage and water board, you know, fixing our economy here, fixing the crime, all because of the tidal wave that you guys started by throwing two pebbles in that calm water.
Well, see, it's not, and you know, people have asked us, Nooney and I, multiple times, you know, what's the name of the group? And we're like, New Orleans. They look at us crazy. We're like, the people of New Orleans. This isn't about one group. This isn't about one person. This isn't about Nooney or myself. This is about the people of New Orleans. And just like you said, this is a referendum, period, on politics. We're over it. You know, people talk about this, that, and the other about New Orleans politics. We're over it. If each of us talks about the top five things that are affecting us, that is not what that administration is focused on, and that's the problem. They are public servants. They are supposed to be doing the will of the people, and right now, none of them are. And so we want to remind them what their positions are and remind them who they work for and with.
We want to be your partner, but you cannot ignore us once you get in office and offer us a VIP ticket and a turkey at Thanksgiving. We're over it. We're not doing it anymore. We want some action. We want to see real things happening in our community for all of our children. I don't care what part of the city you live in. It needs to be safe. We want roads that we can drive down. We want sewage and water board bills that are correct. That's just basic. We want our trash picked up. That has nothing to do with what color you are. These are basic quality of life issues, and we all deserve the same thing.
Unbelievable. So here, just a minute, we're going to take, we have to take another break. It's not going to be our long break, so if you can hang on for that. After the break, I've got a few callers online. If you don't mind, I'm going to take a few callers and let's see what they have to say. And then if you guys have some answers for them, we'll let them talk. But, oh my gosh, Erlene, I thought when I brought you on, I was just going to get somebody talking about a recall petition. But I believe what I'm hearing from you and Noonie Man, what I'm getting so much more than just a recall petition. I'm getting finding ways to unite the city, to fix the problems in our city, unite people of all races, all genders, all ages, yeah, all walks of life, so we can all enjoy the benefits of this great city. We're going to talk about this more after the break here on WGSO. Hang on, guys, and we'll be right back with some callers.
Because Augie's talent for food was blended into all of them, and you can still experience them at his restaurant on Jefferson Highway in the Elmwood Business Park in Harahan. Augie's has a room for parties, receptions, and other events. Go visit Augie's for lunch or dinner and tell them William Wallace sent you.
Louisiana Radio Network News, I'm Kevin Gallagher. The restaurant where murdered LSU student Allie Rice worked in Baton Rouge is offering a reward for her killer. Staff at The Shed on Burbank Drive told WBRZ in Baton Rouge it plans to give $10,000 to anyone whose tip ultimately leads to a conviction in Rice's killing. Rice was gunned down in her SUV while stuck in traffic at a railroad crossing last week. In his first TV ad campaign, Democrat U.S. Senate challenger Luke Mixon decides to address the abortion issue.
Mixon touts his conservative values and says,
"I'll vote to codify Roe and protect women's health care."
ULM political science professor Joshua Stockley says it's a political risk in a conservative state.
I suspect that muddying the Roe waters is going to make things more difficult for him.
Mixon is hoping to unseat incumbent John Kennedy, who Stockley says is sticking to the Republican playbook in his ads.
I voted to cut taxes, secure the border, and stand up to China.
The election is 7 weeks away. I'm Brooke Thorington.
This is news from LRN.
Listen up, folks. You'll be in the money when you play Cash-In from the lottery. Win up to $6,000. Stop at your favorite lottery retailer and ask for Cash-In today for your chance to win up to $6,000. Make this your winning season and play New Orleans Saints from the lottery. Win up to $100,000. Enter the second chance drawings for VIP experiences. Details at louisianalottery.com/saints. Play New Orleans Saints today. Must be at least 21 to purchase.
People love their Mueller metal homes.
This is what we dreamed about, and we didn't really have a plan for the interior or the finish out. We just wanted the structure up, and we're taking it from there.
Looking at the sunrise in the morning, the sunset at night, just what we love.
I use Mueller because they make a superior product.
This is our home. This is our forever home.
Enjoying every minute of it and seeing it all come together, and one of these days I'll get her done.
Find out more at MuellerInc.com.
There is a restaurant on the West Bank side of Jefferson Parish called Signet Landing, and it is a true gem for Louisiana-style dining for lunch or dinner. And their back porch overlooks a bayou with the boats of fishermen and shrimpers, so you know their seafood is fresh. So imagine having a meal at Signet Landing, and you won't be disappointed while the sun sets behind the boating community there at Signet Landing, and tell them William Wallace sent you. When you think of a hotel, you think of some place you stay when you are away from home. But here in New Orleans, there is a hotel you will want your out-of-town guest to stay at, and you will want to do a staycation there. And the name is Parkview Historic Hotel. They are on St. Charles Avenue, overlooking the streetcar line and Audubon Park. Great views on all sides of the Parkview Historic Hotel. A historic home with antiques from days gone by with a beautiful history will make any stay at the Parkview Historic Hotel a unique experience. All right, everybody, we are back with William Wallace for America here on WGSO. Once real quick, if you want to hear more of my shows, I'm podcasted on any podcast app at William Wallace for America. For those of you who don't know, my last name is W-A-L-L-I-S. Find me on Facebook, YouTube. Actually, not YouTube as much anymore, as much as Rumble. We're going to have a caller here, Eileen and Noonie Man. Our first caller is Captain Black. Captain, how are you doing today?
It's another beautiful day in the neighborhood, folks. a little known public figure. Let me go ahead and commend you, William, for always having conversations outside of any one particular bubble. Noonie Man, how you doing?
Sister, how you Carter, doing, Captain Black?
I enjoy your measured elegance, and it was the legitimacy of the two organizers that caused me to sign it, and I had misgivings because I look at the political lineup in City Hall, and I become extremely concerned about who the interim mayor would be. However, if the base of the Black community does not put pressure on Black politicians when they become unresponsive, then we have no one else to blame when things don't go our way and we don't like what's going on. This mayor has decided that she represents herself and only herself, and let's be very candid. Since the petition came out, we see all these epic changes in public safety. We got ourselves a consulting chief of operations now from New York. She hears you. She just can't admit it because her ego won't allow it. And it's sad because this is not what Black people fought for. We fought for effective and responsive leadership and not just live your best life on the public dime and forget about everybody else. That's my two cents.
Well, you know, what I'm hearing too is, like we said, there's, you know, this recall knows no color, no race, no gender, no party, you know, but unfortunately there are some people, you know, on that side that have made it a race issue in some ways. But what, Captain, you're reminding people is that not to be loyal to any elected official because of their party or any other qualifier, but be loyal to them because of their good works, if they're doing good things, and be, you know, and be disloyal only if they're not doing the things they're supposed to be doing. And I think that's what Eileen and Noonie Man are doing. Is that right?
I mean, I'm a long-term political observer. I don't mind talking about race and party politics, but at the end of the day, too many Black children are being murdered in this city. Too many women of all colors are being carjacked in this city.
That's right.
And the person sitting in the chief executive seat acts like she's the mayor of Mayberry and not the murder capital of this country.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one, Captain.
To the media and FBI statistics.
Captain, do you have any questions?
Sure. I've been with enough crime victims of all colors and all parties that I finally had to say, you know, we just have to roll the dice on this one. Because right now, we're getting snake eyes.
Well, Captain, do you have any final questions or any final words? There, we got two other people I got to bring on too.
Okay. No, I would just tell the organizers, it's your legitimacy in the community that is causing people to come out and support you.
That's because, right.
Again, I know you, Noonie Man. I don't know the sister, but I know of her. Neither one of y'all are hardly GOP plants. There are not enough Black people in the Republican Party to prop up to take on a petition. So keep doing what you're doing.
All right, Captain. Thank you so much for the call, Captain. All right, our next caller is Matthew and Metairie. Matthew and Metairie, we can bring you on there for a question. How are you?
Well, first let me wish these two all the success in their endeavor. I don't know precisely what this Republican Party of which Captain Black speaks of is. I haven't seen them. And I know in a D plus like 9,000 district, they're not going to invest a nickel. Well, they might actually send a nickel. So if you see a nickel in the mail, that was your contribution from the Republican Party. So good luck for y'all. Keep your head on a swivel because they're going to try to provoke something for sure. Make yep. y'all look crazy.
Yeah, look, I hope God put this protection over you guys. All right, thank you, Matthew and Mary. Appreciate it. Our next caller is Eric. Eric, how are you doing today? You have a question for Eileen and for Duty Man?
Yeah. Hey, William. I actually spoke with Eileen and Duty Man on Jeff's show, and I just wanted to follow up with them because kind of follow up what Captain Black said is that they are not part of a vast right-wing conspiracy. I think they can say that for the record, despite what the mayor is trying to put forth, that this is a GOP-funded effort by far right-wingers, by Trump, by the MAGA crowd to take her out of office. And I think, quite frankly, that's a real dumb kind of answer to it instead of looking at the real issues that Eileen and Duty Man have brought up. So that's my first thing. The second thing I wanted to ask Eileen was, I know that she had worked for the mayor for a period of a time, is I noticed that, a couple of years ago, her chief of staff, John Pusho, had stepped down. And I'd just like to find out if she knows the reason why her chief executive would step down when she had just gotten reelected for another 4 years.
I don't know because I left before John did. I left in April 2021. So I kind of felt like I left right before everybody started leaving. Maybe I saw something and, everybody else started seeing it as well. I can't speak for John, though, but I left in April 2021. I left in April 2021 because I saw something in her that I couldn't work for her anymore. I just didn't believe in her anymore, and that was just where I was, and I work for things I believe in.
Oh, wow. That, Eileen, that is passionate. That is extremely, how should I put that? I mean, it's awesome. It tells a lot about you. It really does.
People do know my family from politics, but I grew up under my father. My father was Ken Carter, and, that's how I learned the political landscape. I did grow up and sleep under boardroom tables. My father was the president of Bold. He was one of the first Black trial lawyers, president of the state of Louisiana. And, he was an assessor for the city of New Orleans for 8 years. And there were, residents who would call at 2 o'clock in the morning and they didn't have like their money for their prescriptions and he'd go out and get it. And that's just what I saw growing up. Right. The community, and so that's what was instilled in me, people over politics. So all day long it's people over politics for me, and I am more comfortable in the background, but I always ask people to speak up in their sphere of influence, and so I couldn't ask someone else to do what I wouldn't do. So Duty Man and I got together and we went and put this petition in to make sure that everyone's voice could be heard.
Eileen, you touched on something that I think tells a lot about your heart, and I think which can be conveyed into this partition, the petition here, which is when an elected official really cares about the community, they put politics aside, they put people first, and that's kind of common sense, just I get it. However, your father led by example. Your father... gets in there and does the right thing, whether it's something that is inconvenient or not. He did the right thing for people. And I think what's wrong with our city right now, like everybody is kind of like all man, every man for himself, every man and woman for themselves. Yet when you've got good leaders in office, you're able to have a community. Your communities feel not only safe, but they thrive because now they're helping each other. They're not every person for themselves. They're helping each other. Duty Man, what do you have to say about that?
I agree with you. And, one of the things I put on my Facebook, it's we the people, not you the politicians.
Amen.
And so at the end of the day, you are right with that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And those politicians got to care, but they don't. They come out for photo ops. They come out for this and that. But if you start caring about the people and doing your job, then the people will love you for the job that you're doing. But we can't say that about the mayor. That's not a love and hate relationship. But at the end of the day, you just not doing your job. So we're going to hold you accountable, you know. And I want Eileen to tell you more about how this race thing came and who created that.
How the race thing, you said?
Yeah, the race was the whole, what boggles my mind.
Eileen, I'm a pause you there because we have to take a break here in just a few seconds. And so when we come back from the break, I'll let you explain all that, and it'll be our final break. But that, absolutely, this is about finding, I see this petition now as a way to bring people together and not divide people apart. And we're going to talk about this with the race that you're talking about after the break here on my show, William Wallace for America, recording in WGSO Studios today. When you think of a hotel, you think of someplace you stay when you are away from home. But here in New Orleans, there is a hotel you will want your out-of-town guest to stay at, and you will want to do a staycation there. And the name is Parkview Historic Hotel. They are on St. Charles Avenue, overlooking the streetcar line and Audubon Park. Great views on all sides of the Parkview Historic Hotel. A historic home with antiques from days gone by with a beautiful history will make any stay at the Parkview Historic Hotel a unique experience. I love MyPillow products, and I love that Mike Lindell is so passionate about his products and America. I use the pillows and the slippers and enjoy them so much, I'm placing orders on more of his products using the promo code WWFA at MyPillow.com to get big discounts on any of their products, and you will see what the rest of America loves about the products you can find at MyPillow.com using the promo code WWFA. Does your company need to wear a mask to be compliant? Do you feel masks are needed to stop spread? Or do you have a company that needs to offer protection? National Mask USA offers masks that are 100% made in the USA with a facility right here in Louisiana. Masks made in the USA offer peace of mind that they will be made reliably, sanitary, and with American workers to help the U.S. economy. To find out how to get bulk quantity level 1, 3, and KN95 masks, call 504-738-5729. That's 504 738-5729. All right, welcome back to William Wallace for America here on WGSO. So, Eileen, you're getting ready to tell us about is it a political race that you're going to talk about?
Tony was referring to the race card that was played in this recall period.
Oh, okay, you know, okay, good, all right.
When the administration gave their initial response, it came from their PAC. And the response was given by Maggie Carroll. And I have to give, you know, people's race just so this can make sense. So I'm going to give it to you. Maggie Carroll is a white woman. She is leads the mayor's PAC, which is like Forward Together, when the mayor runs for office. Maggie Carroll wrote the response for a black woman to direct to the black community. That response was a division and racial. So you have a white woman who's speaking through a black woman to give divisive information to the black community. How does that even sound? But that's what happened, and that is what's going on right now. The black community has infighting. Literally, people are arguing inside their homes over a narrative, lies that were created through a black woman by a white woman, which is just craziness. Because if you want to talk about something racial in division, that's it right there. It is the whole concoction from the administration side. Nooney and I have said from the beginning, and I love the way Nooney says it the best, you know what? If you don't agree, don't sign. If you do agree, sign.
It's that easy.
We don't have to argue about it. It's really easy. We're not trying to argue with anybody. We don't want to fight with anybody. But we do want to open your eyes to what's going on around us and have everybody pay attention so we can unify and get a better New Orleans for all of us.
I love it. I love it. Isn't it amazing? It's the race card frustrates me on a different level than what it does most people, okay? You know, the race card gets played all the time and everything. The narratives of the race card get used to manipulate people. But where I get frustrated the most is we all know it. Everybody knows that somebody has used the race card when we all just need to learn to ignore it. And if we all just went, you know what? It's not about race. Like we know that someone's going to create a race card. If we just don't let it get in our skins and we look beyond it, then you see where the narrative's coming from and you can kind of figure it out yourself just with sheer common sense is the way
out. No, exactly. That's what we're asking, you know, residents of every community. Look at where the message is coming from and how it's coming. And we're like, my daddy would say, don't go for the okey-doke. Don't go for the okey-doke. Like, we need to see through it and we need to unite around our common issues. You know, I don't care if you're libertarian, independent, no party, Republican, Democrat. I don't care what you are. We are all having the same quality of life issues.
Right.
Leave the stuff on the fringe and let's talk about the red meat because we all have that in common right now.
And
all of us.
The price of red meat is as high as the rent right now.
Exactly.
And they're both too darn high. So I know, and look, it's affecting whether you're on St. Charles Avenue or whether you're living in New Orleans East or whether you're living in the Bywater or you're living in Algiers. It affects you the exact same way when your elected officials ignore you. It's just a matter of zeros. You know, I remember a rich person telling me this one time. They said, look, I'm affected the same way you are. Just because I might have a mansion and a nice car and $1 million doesn't mean I'm not affected by it. It's just different. It's just more zeros. You know, it just, you know, you might have one zero. I might have four zeros. But, you know, the zeros all add up against you in one way, shape, or form. Nudy Man.
How you doing?
How's it affecting you?
You know, it's affecting me because I want better for my city. Now, when somebody threatened my life and trying to bully me and putting charges, it makes me think, what? How corrupt can they be? You know what I'm saying? Because
right.
I got a son. I got a mama. I got kids I didn't coach. I got community people. And you're trying to put a false narrative on out there on me. And you're spreading lies and garbage. And you put that illusion out there. But be real to yourself as the mayor. You know you're not getting the job done. Really, as the mayor, you should resign because you know you're not the mayor. She has never held number one at the end of the day, and we're not seeing nothing. So it plays a big part on me because, it, like Ali said, it's sad in our heart to do that because we was in the mood when we signed that petition of sadness, but we had to do what's better for our city. Imagine your mama, your child going out the door. They getting carjacked, shot down, and the mayor makes no statement. She goes to no funerals for the children that die. She makes no statement, but you go sit in court for a carjacker that robbed 3 people, 5 people, and put a gun in their face. So you done told every juvenile it's all right to carjack.
The mayor's gonna come and testify for you.
That's
and,
right.
Nudy Man, where are your threats coming from?
Well, my threats are coming from politicians. They are coming from the two people I named earlier, Angela Young and this girl named Christine Brightup. They both work for the mayor. So like Aline said earlier about the white lady putting an illusion, what they're doing the same thing as the lady that played the race card. Because Angela Young is a black person and Christine Brightup is a white person. They're attacking people Facebook and starting race wars and doing all that. They even talked about Aline's dead daddy, who is Kent Carter. And I know Kent Carter. I never had met Eileen, but I know her daddy. And when you talk about somebody, tell her good they did, because I was coaching kids at St. Bernard and Claiborne. Kent Carter used to put all his money into the park, paying people light bills, paying people rent, fighting for the people. So when you go spit on that man's dead grave, the mayor really stooped low. And these two women, Angela Young, Christine Brightup, and Austin Badon, all of them is playing into that. And you got city officials, because if they can feel safe to put a rape charge and say, I can put a charge and lock you up for the rest of your life, or we'll do have judges to do this, that's telling you all the politicians are playing a part in this recall, and they're playing a part with the mayor when they should be fighting for the people.
It's all about the go along, the get along, the okie dokie, right?
Yes.
And that's what they're doing. Eileen, this sounds like your father was someone that we needed more of here in this city.
I kind of have the same personality. He just wanted the work to be done. He was like kind of chill in the background. And, you know, as long as the work got done, that's what matters. And that's kind of how I am. But it just got to a point where I needed to speak up, and that's just, you know, how it happened. You know, I got with Noonie, and I was like, okay, I prayed first, and I talked to my child, and then I did it. And, you know, and that's all that matters. I didn't talk to anybody else. I didn't need anybody else. You know, I have my own opinions. I'm 43 years old. It amazes me that people don't think I have my own opinions. I have my own opinions. No one runs me the same way no one runs Noonie. We got together because we love New Orleans and we want to make it better for each and every one of us.
And I hate that people are making it about the race card. I hate hearing that. But you know what? Unfortunately, when they try to hurt people the most, they pull the race card.
That's right.
That's all they had left.
You know, because if you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, you should be touting your successes. That's what you should be doing, not attacking.
That's right.
Exactly. And what they're doing is they're perpetuating, when you play the race card, you perpetuate violence in the black community, which is already bad enough as it is, and it hurts our city so much. Just that aspect of the race card. And look, like I said, you guys are doing the right thing. We got a couple minutes left. I want to give both of you a good amount of time if you have any closing statements. Eileen, anything that you want to say on closing out?
I would like to say we currently have 16 events on nolatoya.org. I encourage y'all to go on there. We have things every day this week now. We have 5 events on Saturday. One of them is actually a drive-through. I know people were waiting for that. Anyone who has a mobility issue, we have a drive-through available this Saturday, 725 Magazine Street. You can drive through. We will have signs and t-shirts at that event, so make sure you come through. That is 12 to 4. And also, this will be a big event that's coming up in October. We have partnered with Rubia Garcia, who is a big voice during the Hard Rock. We're going to have a memorial recall signing at Duncan Plaza from 12 to 4. So all of this information and more at nolatoya.org.
Awesome. All right. And then, all right, how about you, Noonie Man?
All I want to say is, like I said earlier, if you satisfied with your city, don't sign a petition. But if you're not satisfied with your city, sign a petition. And what I am calling for is peace. Peace. Let this go on. We can agree, we can disagree, but no bullying, guarding the people, Facebook, talking about people. Daddy, let's do this the right way and let the will of the people decide who, if they want the recall, which we know we're going to get the signatures. But we need peace. Too much violence and crime is happening in this city, and the mayor doesn't have a plan. Mm-hmm. And again, I don't want her to think me and Eileen hate her. We don't.
Noonie Man, thank you so much. We got to go.
Thank you.
I had with my dad outside on our deck. It was where we got away from the distractions of the indoors and just focused on learning from each other. I want to give that time to my own son today. So as I choose to build an outdoor structure for my home, I'm choosing Sequoia Outdoor Supply. They understand what it means to build memories, and they offer everything I need to get that done. Visit SequoiaOutdoorSupply.com to learn more.
Jenna McCaffrey is a personal injury attorney, not a billboard attorney. With Jenna McCaffrey, it's not business, it's personal. She recognizes that when you have had an accident, you don't need promises. You need personal service, good advice, and someone that takes your situation personally and offers a level of service that makes you feel like your needs were met and not like you had to take a number hoping you will be made whole again. Her number is 504-837-1234. And remember, it's not business, it's personal.
When you think of a hotel, you think of someplace you stay when you are away from home. But here in New Orleans, there is a hotel you will want your out-of-town guest to stay at, and you will want to do a staycation there. And the name is Parkview Historic Hotel. They are on St. Charles Avenue, overlooking the streetcar line and Audubon Park. Great views on all sides of the Parkview Historic Hotel. A historic home with antiques from days gone by with a beautiful history will make any stay at the Parkview Historic Hotel a unique experience. I love MyPillow products, and I love that Mike Lindell is so passionate about his products and America. I use the pillows and the slippers and enjoy them so much, I'm placing orders on more of his products using the promo code WWFA at MyPillow.com to get big discounts on any of their products, and you will see what the rest of America loves about the products you can find at MyPillow.com using the promo code WW.
The best place for cutting-edge news and talk about southeastern Louisiana is The John Mason Show, every Tuesday and Wednesday at 1 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, broadcasting live from the heart of New Orleans, Louisiana.